Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, all, it's me. I'm in the office right now, and people are always asking how I plan out my life and get things done. And I have this concept I want to teach you called the battle board. And I really believe if you're going to do any major projects in your life or try to achieve your dreams, you need one of these battle boards. I recently talked about it in one of our HPX coaching trainings. That's where I go live every single month and teach you kind of advanced personal development concepts. So watch this training on my battle board concept and make sure you get one set up in your house and then share it somewhere that we can see it on social media, on Instagram or on Facebook, because I'd love to see what your battle boards look like. Enjoy the training. Create your battle board. Create your battle board, right? Write it down.
Create your battle board. What does that mean? Here's what it means. If I could through the internet and show up in your house right now, could you take me by the hand and show me a wall in your house that clearly outlines and shows what you are working for and towards by the end of 2019? Maybe you call it a vision wall. Maybe you call it a mission wall. Maybe you call it your war room. But is there somewhere, can you show me on a wall, visually in your house, not on your computer, not in your little phone, not on this one little note that you tuck away and you hide from everybody else so they don't see what you're working on? No, show me a wall with your battle plan. See, so many people don't break through. And they don't break through because what's end up happening for them is so often they're in this place where, unfortunately, the truth is, they didn't have a plan. And they won't talk about it and they won't say anything to anybody. And yet, if you get down to it, you start coaching, you start working with them, you find out they didn't have a plan. They did not have a plan. And so I think it's so important that you realize the value of having your battle plan, right? So a battle board. What's a battle board? If I showed you your house, you would have a wall somewhere. Maybe it's maybe you wrote it on a regular 8.5 by 11. Or if you saw it in my room, it's like, I literally got like butcher paper and I take, some blue tape. And what is on that wall? There's 12 boxes on that wall, ladies and gentlemen. What's on that battle board? 12 boxes. What's each box? Yep, a month. Each box represents 1 month. And within that box, what do I have written down? The goals that have to happen that month. The metrics that have to happen that month, the steps I'm going to take that month, the key activities of that month, right there on the battle board. Y'all got it? So, and I've seen a lot of these from clients before. I'll walk in and there's their battle board, and they might have a fancy one made of burlap and tacks and beautiful Instagram ready battle board. And here's what they got. They got their mission statement across the top. And then they've got on there a reminder of the three words of who they want to be as a person, enthusiastic, bold, present. Oh, I like that. Then they've got the 12 boxes. Oh, look, in July, here's the numbers they're trying to hit. Here's what they're trying to do in August. Here's what they're trying to do in September. And on that battle board, it might be the most simple things. It might be in September, event coming up. Okay, what are they doing before the event? Here's the 5 steps. Okay, October, what are they doing? They're taking the vacation. Here's what's going on. But visually representing your battle plan that's on a wall that you see all the time is so important. I cannot tell you how many people fail to do this. And I think it's unfortunate because if I know many of you have been in corporate America before, if you've ever worked at the senior leadership level, they've got, war rooms dedicated towards this. I've had the blessing of being in the White House multiple times. I've had the blessing of being at NASA. I've had the blessing of being at some of the biggest companies in the world. And when I work with these executives, they dork out on, here's what we're working on, Brendan. And there's a board. I just call it the battle board. And they're right on the battle board is everything they are working towards and moving towards. And I see that battle board and I know them. And I know they're going to achieve it. And I think it's important. If you ever been a member, I know we have a lot of members of the U.S. military here. Congratulations. And we represent and honor your service. And I will tell you what, you guys, we respect you so much, but I love the military at this. They put a bunch on a board. Everyone stands around, talks about it, right? In your business, I'm sure you got a whiteboard somewhere, but here's the issue. A lot of people have a whiteboard in their house, in their home, in their office, and it's empty all the time. Or they use it once in a while. No, battle board, permanent plan for achieving what this year? So if you don't have that, give yourself the gift, go get some butcher paper or big poster board, tape it up, get some blue tape so it doesn't rip off your paint, tape it up on a wall, draw a box, July, August, September, October, November, December, and get razor clear. What are your monthly or your weekly goals? What's going to be on there? What are you achieving? What are you working towards? Because some of you, the reason you haven't doubled your progress this year, your eye keeps getting taken off the game plan. You lose yourself in this. So many people, listen, I guess the average person now picks this up over 80 times a day. They pick up the phone 80 times a day and look at it and look at it and look at it. But ask them, did you look at your battle plan for the year? Do you know where you're at this month? What's next month? And they can't even say yes. And you're like, this is a challenge. This is a problem, my friends. So let's get better at this. Create your battle board. HPX, I want to see this. I want you to create your battle board in your house. No matter what you write on there, I want you to take a picture on it. I want you to put it into our Facebook group. We just call it my Facebook group, Brennan's Awesome Students. If you're not a member, just hit reply to any of my emails. Ask my team to join our Facebook group. If you're not in our Facebook group for this program, get in there and post your pictures. Show us your battle boards. We want to see them, right? Put it up on social media, on Instagram if you want to. You know, hashtag battle board, hashtag HPX life. Love to see your battle boards. You got to have a board up. You got to have a board up. How are you going to win if you don't have a board up? You know, I always loved, if you ever visit the stock exchange, old school, down on the stock floor, and you looked up and they got all the numbers ticking across there, it tells everyone on the floor what to pay attention to, what to do. Now, we've advanced beyond that, obviously, but there's some symbolism in that. And I just believe so many people, it's not that they don't even, I mean, listen, did you look at your goals every day this year? Every day. Did you look at your goals every day this year? It's such a simple question. Every day. I don't mean once in a while. Every day. And if you didn't, my invitation to you is to consider the fact that maybe the amount of time that you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to motivate you. Maybe the amount of time you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to keep you focused. Maybe the amount of time you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to activate that unconscious brain that says, huh, I know how to achieve that. Maybe it's the reason you're not coming up with more ideas in the shower in the morning, because you're not cueing your brain with enough representation or repetition of looking at your specific goals. Because when you look at your specific goals over and over and over and over again, day after day after day after day, it literally helps rewire your brain and it helps program your brain to say, oh, let me pay attention to ideas, thoughts, and feelings I have consciously and unconsciously that might be able to manifest these goals. This is why having a visual representation of what you are after and looking at it every day is so critical to all of personal development training of all time. But why is it that so many people still don't do it? They just get caught up. More people look at other people's Instagram every day than they do their own goals. And we wonder why so many people are struggling to achieve things faster. Let's get you back on your plan. Let's get you back on you moving forward, because you're paying attention to what is necessary for your life, your goals every day. Best of all, if you have your goals, I appreciate a list of goals, but I'd rather see it charted out on a page. There it is. Monthly goals, major activities. Got it. Mission statement. Okay. Three words that define who I am. Okay. My values. Great. Something up on that board that you look at and you go, there's my life. That's what I'm working towards today.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post,
we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.